Morning. Today's daf in Shavuos's test. We are in Ches Amud Beis. We're at the two dots towards the bottom of the Amud. Ein ba yediyah betchila v'yesh ba yediyah besof. Siyar nas bechutz v'yom kippur mechaper. So we are going back to our Mishnah, and we are headed back to the discussion of what is providing a kapara on Yom Kippur, as we've gone over already a number of times on Yom Kippur. So there are three serum in which to discuss. The first, we'll start off with the twins. Okay, the two serum that look identical to one another. So a lottery is going to be taken, and one is going to be chosen as the Seir LaHashem, and the other one's LaZazel. Seir LaZazel is not going to be our discussion, nor today, nor tomorrow. But the Seir LaZazel, and really, we only touched on it in the Mishnah. So that's providing a kapara for the Chataos of Bnei Yisrael. Okay, and then there's the Seir LaHashem. Seir LaHashem is now going to be shechted, and the blood is going to be offered in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Heichal, twice, one against the Parochis and one on the Mizbeach. It's going to be sprinkled Achas Lemata V'Shev Lamala, right, one time below and seven times above in all three of those locations. Okay. There's also another seer to talk about on Yom Kippur, and that is the Seer Anasa B'Chutz, meaning the standard carbon Musaf Seer Chatzas that is offered on Yom Kippur, which we also have one being offered on Yontov. We also have one being offered in Rosh Chodesh as well. Okay. And as we've been discussing since the Mishnah, so it's providing a kapara. The Seir Nasa B'Fnim is providing a kapara, and the Seir Nasa B'Chutz is providing a kapara. What are they providing a kapara for? So for only one Avera, which is kind of unique in that, in other words, and the Seir LaZazel covers everything else. So obviously this Avera has got to be very special. I don't mean that in the positive way, but in other words, but it's Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. If somebody violates the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash or the sanctity of a carbon by going either by going into the Beis HaMikdash while Tamei or while eating a carbon while Tamei, so both of those are Yisuri Kares, if a person did them intentionally. So for unintentional, so this year of the Seir Shanasa B'Fnim, the Seir Nasa B'Chutz is going to be Mechaper. We also discussed back in the Mishnah that the Seir Anasa B'Fnim, before we get to the Seirim. So the Parsha in Vayikra and Perikei says that if a person is Metame the Beis HaMikdash or eats carbon while in a state of Tumah and he does so by Halama, he does so in a state of unawareness, so he's going to bring a carbon Olav Yared. So, and as we already discussed now, our Mishnah says that when does a person himself have to bring a carbon Olav Yared? When he had a Yediyah B'Tchila and he had a Yediyah B'Sof. He knew beforehand that you're not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash while Tameh. He forgets that he's Tameh, and then he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, and then after leaving the Beis HaMikdash, he remembers that he was Tameh. So with a Yediyah B'Tchil and a Yediyah B'Sof and a Halam in the middle, so you bring a carbon Olav Yared. So what about now the Seirim of Yom Kippur? What do they do? So as we learned in yesterday's daf, and this is what we conclude in yesterday's daf, the Seir Nasa B'Fnim is going to be Mechaper for, there was a Yediyah in the beginning, but there was no Yediyah at the end. If there's no Yediyah at the end, so aren't you going to have to end up bringing a carbon Olav Yared when you do learn at the end that you were Metame the Beis HaMikdash or you eat a carbon in the state of Tumah? So the answer, of course, is yes. So if the answer is yes, so what's the point of Yom Kippur? So this was the end of yesterday's daf. This is the last point we made yesterday. Lahagin alav min ayusurim. You're right. So, but what the Seir Anasa B'Fnim is going to do is it's going to provide protection. Protection so that from Yom Kippur until you discover that you were metame the Beis HaMikdash, or you ate carbon while you were tameh. So until the point of discovery, at least now the Seir Anasa B'Fnim on Yom Kippur will provide for you the requisite hagana. It will protect you. Then, as we pointed out in the Mishnah, what about the Seir Anasa B'Chutz? What is that going to be mechaper for? So that will be mechaper for a case in which there was no Yediyah B'Tchila, but there was a Yediyah B'Sof. So where there was no Yediyah B'Tchila, but there was a Yediyah B'Sof, so no Yediyah B'Tchila, what does that mean? The Gemara earlier explained, it means you were a Tinuk Shenishba. So you had no Jewish education, you didn't grow up amongst Jews, so you literally had no idea, no one ever told you. So so under those circumstances, and you walked into the Beis HaMikdash while you were Tameh, and you literally never knew. Not only did you not know when you walked into the Beis HaMikdash, you never knew. And then afterwards you learn, and you now know that you can't do that. So the Seir Anasa B'Chutz is providing the kapar for that. There's no eligibility for bringing the old carbon Olav Yared. For carbon Olav Yared, you need Yediyah B'Tchil and you need Yediyah B'Sof. So far, that is what we've been discussing up until now. That's the mission. That's yesterday's Gemara. Now we're continuing in the Gemara. Ein by Yediyah B'Tchil, v'yesh by Yediyah B'Sof, Seir Anasa B'Chutz, Yom Kippur, Mechaper, v'chulei mechtei. So the Gemara says, let's think this through. Itkesh itkesh lahadad, v'nechaper p'nimi adideh v'adichitzan. So the Gemara says, look, we know that there's a hekesh between the Seir Anasa B'Chutz and the Seir Anasa B'Fnim. The Gemara describes the Gemara just simply describes it as a hekesh. And it's based on the pasuk. In the pasuk it says Sir izim echal chatas movad chatas kippurim. So in other words, in Parshas Pinchas, when the Torah there describes the musafim that are brought on Yom Kippur, it says that you're going to bring a Sir izim echal chatas milvan chatas kippurim in addition to the chatas of Yom Kippur, which is obviously a reference to the Sir nasabit bifnim. It's not talking about the Sir Lazazel. Sir Lazazel is not a carbon per se. It's thrown off the cliff. So the so what the Gemara now is suggesting is the following. Since we know there's a hekesh between these two carbonos, the Sir Nasabichutz and the Sir Nasabifnim. So here's the Gemara is going to make a couple of suggestions. Number one, so Nechaper Pnimi Adideva Adichitzon. So the Gemara says, so why don't we just simply suggest that the Sir Nasabifnim provides kapara for Yediya Betchila, no yediyah besof, and no yediyah betchila, and yes yediyah besof. And after mina lehecha de lo avet chitzon. And the Gemara says, and then, wouldn't the chitzon then just, what would be the point of it? So the Gemara says, well, it would be a nafkamina. Let's say, for example, we don't have the chitzon. A really limited nafkamina, meaning on Yom Kippur, for whatever reason, so we didn't bring the seer chitzon, at least now you have coverage from the seer nasabifnim. So amakra achas, kapara achas, mechaper, venu mechaper, shtei kaparas. So the Gemara says no, because when the Torah describes the Sir Nasabifnim, the Torah calls it achas. Achas meaning one, but over here we're going to describe it as being unique, in that it's going to be providing a unique type of kapara, and there's not going to be any crossover between this kapara and another carbon's kapara. The Gemara now makes another suggestion. Why don't we say that the outer chatas on Yom Kippur provides multiple coverages? Let it cover not only a case where there was no yediyah betchila and yes yediyah besof. Why doesn't it also cover the case of yes yediyah betchila and no yediyah besof? And again, what the Gemara now is suggesting is that it has a little bit of a wider coverage. And nafkamina, the Gemara says l'tuma dira ben zilazu. And the Gemara says, and yeah, the sir nasa bifnim is going to be offered. We know it's going to be offered, but at least now, if there is any tumas mikdash v'kadashav in the interim between the sir b'chutz and the sir bifnim, so at least now we have temporary coverage for that as well. So amakra achas b'shana kapar zulo tehe ela achas b'shana. So once again, the Gemara says achas b'shana. Rashi points out over here, if you look at the pasuk, it actually says achas b'shana twice in the pasuk. So what the Gemara is now saying is that there is a unique factor to both the Sir Nasabifnim and the Sir Nasabichutz. Sir Nasabifnim has a unique factor in that it's only mechaper for one type of Tumas Mikdash Vikadashav, notably where there was a Yediyah B'tchila but no Yediyah B'sof. The outer Chatas on Yom Kippur also is going to be unique in that it's only going to be covering where there was no Yediyah B'tchila and there was a Yediyah B'sof. Ule Rebbe Yishmael Da'amar. Now the Gemara says, now what about the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel? So first of all, what about the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel? What do we even know of it yet? So really, no. Meaning we haven't really hit it yet. It's coming up 10 days from now in Daf Yates. But the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel is that you bring a carbon ola v'yored, meaning not Yom Kippur. You and I would bring a carbon ola v'yored if there was a yediyah b'tchil b'sof, like we said back in the Mishnah. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, even if there was only a yediyah b'sof, that too is going to bring, that person is also going to be eligible to bring a carbon olav yorin. Now, again, we don't passim like Rabbi Shmuel. Our Mishnah does not agree with Rabbi Shmuel, but the Gemara says, but according to the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel, what could lead to a carbon olav yorin? So the truth of the matter is, almost any case can lead to a carbon olav yorin. According to Rabbi Shmuel, if I have a yediyah b'tchila, and then I go into, and then halama, and then I go into the base of Mikdash, and then I exit. So that could lead to a carbon olav yorin. All I need is a yediyah b'sof, and I have to bring a carbon olav yorin. According to Rabbi Shmuel, even if I never knew about this tuma, right? Tinuk shenishba, he had no Jewish education, didn't grow up amongst Jews, literally had no idea. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, that person also is going to be eligible to bring a carbon olav yorid. Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, you don't need a yediyah b'tchila, you only need a yediyah b'sof. So that means now that according to Rabbi Shmuel, either one of those cases could lead to a carbon olav yorid. As we learned in yesterday's daf, the seer nasabifnim is to provide temporary hagana, temporary protection, until he brings the carbon olav yorid. So that means then that the seer nasabifnim is there to give temporary protection until that person can bring a carbon olav yorid. According to Rabbi Shmuel, basically everybody's a candidate to bring a carbon olav yorid. Both the person who knew that it was aser and then went into a state of halama, and even for the person who didn't know So now the Gemara is asking, according to Rabbi Shmuel, right? Ula Rabbi Shmuel. So now we set ourselves up for the Gemara's question. We're on the top of Taf Testament Aleph. Ula Rabbi Shmuel Damar in by Yediyah B'tchil V'yesh by Yediyah B'sof Bar Karbonu. So such an individual is eligible to bring a carbon olav yorid. So siyara nasa bechutz amay mechaper. So the Gemara says, so now, according to Rabbi Shmuel, so what's the siyara nasa bechutz coming to accomplish? Because all the coverage is now going to be coming from the siyara nasa bifnim. Because the siyara nasa bifnim is for anyone who could be eligible to bring the carbon olav yorid. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, that's everybody. So now, the siyara nasa bechutz isn't, who's that for? So the Gemara says, shein by yidiyah lo betchila v'lo besof. So the Gemara says, Sir Nasa Bechutz? Oh, that's for somebody who never knew. Never knew before, never knew afterwards. That person doesn't bring a carbon. So the Gemara says, Hi, Sir Regalim, Sir Rosh Chodesh and Mechaprim. So the Gemara says, yeah, but coverage for that, that comes from the Sir of Yontav. That comes from the Sir of Rosh Chodesh. And the Sir Nasa Bechutz? So the Gemara says, yeah, sure. Savalakar of Meir. Again, going back to the Mishnah that we learned all the way back in the beginning of the Masechta, over a week ago, the sheet of Rav Meir, the Amar Kolasirim Kaparasim Shava, Altomas Mikdash Vekadashav. So Rav Meir says that every one of the Sirim, the ones brought on Rosh Chodesh, on Yontif, and on Yom Kippur, the Sir Nasa Bechutz, so all of them are providing the same type of coverage for Tomas Mikdash Vekadashav. So Ela Lamai Hilchasa Itkesh Chitzon Lepanimi. So the Gemara says, if that's true, now Chitzon and Panimi are Mukash Zelazeh. We already went through the pasuk earlier this morning. That there's a hekesh connecting the seer of Yom Kippur that's done on the chitzon and the seer of Yom Kippur that's done on the inside and the panimi. So according to Rabbi Shmuel now, what's the hekesh? The Gemara says, well, the hekesh is very simple. Ma panimi in a mechaper b'shar averus af chitzon in a mechaper b'shar averus. In that, the hekesh is just simply going to teach us that even though the coverages might be different within Tumas Mikdash v'Kadashav, but it's all within Tumas Mikdash v'Kadashav. It's not going to affect or provide any kapar for any other aver in the Torah. It's only for Tumas Mikdash v'Kadashav, and that's what that's what the Hekesh is there to teach us. Okay, so a very technical discussion within the Gemara in terms of what precisely is the Seer Bifnim providing coverage for within Tumas Mikdash v'Kadashav. What's the Seer Bechutz going to be providing coverage for? And then, if you follow the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel, which is coming up later in the Masechta, so the Seer Bifnim is providing basically all the coverage. So then what's the Seer Bechutz going to be covering? So where there's no Yediyah whatsoever. That's a repeat of Yontav and of Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says, fine. Rav Meir holds that they're all repetitive. And again, they're all providing kapara, and the fact that they're all the same coverage, well, that's fine because they're providing kapara for any of the interim violations of Tumas Mikdash v'Kadashav. We are on Testament Aleph at the two dots. Al sheim ba yediyah b'tchil v'lo b'sof sir regalim sir Rosh Chodesh chadash mechaprim divrei Rav Yehuda. You remember back in the Mishnah there were three shitas on the matter, really four shitas because there were two versions of Rabbi Shimon. But right now we're focusing on the shita of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says that where there was no yediyah, not in the beginning, not in the end, so the seer of Yontav and the seer of Rosh Chodesh is going to be mechaper for such violation of the Tumas Beis HaMikdash, or Tumah of a Carbon. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav Shmuel, my time is Rav Yehuda. I'm Akra, U'siiri zimechad lechatas la'ashem. When the Torah describes the seer that's born in Rosh Chodesh, pasuk we're all familiar with, we hear it every Rosh Chodesh, so the Torah says it's U'siiri zimechad lechatas la'ashem. So the goat that's born in Rosh Chodesh is lechatas la'ashem, the Gemara Darshans. Chet she'in makir bo ela Hashem. Yeah, it's the kind of sin that only God knows about. So, yei seer ze mechaper. So, for this, the seer is going to be mechaper.
So, how can it be that Rosh Chodesh gives kapara if you eat tameh?
That's another shita. Okay? In other words, right now we're focusing on the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so it's providing a kapara for there was no yediyah, not in the beginning, not in the end, and it's encrypted in the pasuk. The pasuk says that this is providing a chatas la Hashem only for those things that Kadosh Baruch Hu know about. We don't know about it because there was no yediyah, not on the front end, not on the back end. Only Hashem knows about it. This carbon is going to be mechaper. So the Gemara says, "V'haimi b'ayle lechad Reish Lakish." The Gemara says, "Now don't I need it for another drasha?" And that is the drasha of Reish Lakish. I'm Reish Lakish. Manish shanasir shavosh chodesh shenemar bo la Hashem. In other words, it's an interesting carbon chatas in that the Torah describes it as la Hashem, as if to say, you know who this his chatas is going to be mechaper for? It's going to be mechaper for Kadosh Baruch Hu. We couldn't say such a thing.
Yeah,
But the Gemara does. And the Gemara goes on. And the Gemara goes on to explain. Yeah, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Seir Zeh Yehi Kapara Al Shemiyatati Yaseirech. And this year should be a kapara for me. You know what I did? I was Miyat Yaseirech. I minimized the moon. So minimize the moon. We know the Torah describes the two luminaries on the fourth day of creation. Okay. Is it right? Yeah. On Wednesday. Wednesday. So on the fourth day of creation. Okay, I'm so sorry. You know, in my mind, Monday is like the beginning. Right. I'm so American. I apologize. Anyway, so on the fourth day of creation, so Akadosh Baruch Hu created the luminaries. Now we know when the Torah first describes the two main luminaries, it says Ma'or Ishtei Ma'orim Agadolim, right? The two great luminaries. And then we know that the moon is then described as a Mora Katan. And we know through the Midrashim that what happened is that the moon had a taina. The moon had a complaint against Akadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning two kings, right? Me and the sun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the moon, you know, you're right. Oh, so I'll tell you what. So you're gonna diminish, okay? And the kachava, and that's how it worked, and that's how the moon now becomes a secondary to the sun. So, and at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what I did? I minimized the moon. Oh. So as a kapar for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, kava yachal, to the best of our understanding, it's hard for us to understand this. But to the best of our understanding, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be bringing a chatos over the fact that he was memayit the moon. And of course, it makes perfect sense that's on Rosh Chodesh, because what is Rosh Chodesh? That's the time when the moon is at its smallest. So it really is the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reflecting again. To the best of our understanding, I'm saying this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reflecting, oh, miyat t'yas elavana, oh, I minimize the moon, okay, carbon chatos. That's chatos l'Hashem. And it's so fascinating because what the Gemara is doing is, oh, you see, we already have a drasha for this pasuk. How can we learn out another halacha? And it's fascinating because what are we talking about right now? We're not talking about a halacha. It's drush. It's a gadata. And the Gemara is saying, oh, we need it for this. We can't use it for a halacha. It's rather remarkable. It's rather amazing that the Gemara here is seeing this as a bona fide drasha where you can't make another drasha out of it. It's really fascinating. Anyway, imkein lema kra al Hashem, my lashem lechida amaran. So the Gemara says, if we were going with the drasha of Reish Lakish, so the wording of the Torah should have been better stated as al Hashem, meaning it's for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What's lashem? Ve'imakula la'achudasa. So the Gemara says, okay, well if that's true, then why don't we just not darshan Reish Lakish's drasha at all? So the Gemara says, imkein lema kra chatas Hashem. Well, if that's true, then it would have just simply said chatas Hashem. So, which would have then just taught us those sins that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows about. What are those sins that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows about? So, that is the where there's no Yediyah B'Tchilah and no Yediyah Sof. If the Torah wanted to just communicate that idea to us, it would have just simply said Hashem with no prefix. My La Hashem Shema Min Atartei. So it says La Hashem. So now there are actually two halachas that can be taught out. One, that the Seer of Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper for where there's no Yediyah, not in the beginning, not at the end. And additional to that is the Drasha of Reish Lakish, that part of the Seer of Rosh Chodesh is to provide Kapara for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, Kavi Yachol, as if we could say that. It's providing Kapara for HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that he was Miyat Es HaLevana. Unechaper Nami Afila Bishar Averos. The Gemara says, now, why are we so limiting? Let the Seer of Rosh Chodesh be a little bit more expansive. Let it cover... Other chataim. It's really remarkable. We've been seeing this throughout the entire Masechta, that with so much focus, so much attention on the Avera of Tumas Mikdash VeKadasha, let this year of Rosh Chodesh be a little bit more amplified. So the Gemara says, Tanu Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Hova Zebab is Mankavu, Vezebab is Mankavua, Mazeinu Mechaper El Al Tumas Mikdash VeKadasha, Avze, Einu Mechaper El Al Tumas Mikdash VeKadasha. So the Gemara says, we have a binyanav. Look, on Yom Kippur, we know that the seer of Yom Kippur is only there to provide kapara for Tumas Mikdash VeKadashah. Now, how do we know that? So go back a couple of days where we discussed it extensively. How we know that the seer of Yom Kippur is providing kapara for only Tumas Mikdash VeKadashah. But we know that, meaning that's established. It's been established. So now that we know that, and we know that it's a Zman Kavua, we know that the seer of Rosh Chodesh also is Zman Kavua, meaning it's brought on Rosh Chodesh. So it's a Zman Kavua. So just like the seer of of Yom Kippur, sorry. Just like the seer of Yom Kippur is providing kapara for Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav, so too the seer of Rosh Chodesh is only providing kapara for Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav. So we'll call that a binyanav. Ashkechan seer Rosh Chodesh and seer regalim min alan. So good, so we've established seer Rosh Chodesh. What about seer of Yanta v'chitemi hanami kitatan debe Rav Yishmael? So the Gemara says, okay, so why don't we just simply use the same binyanav? In other words, if the binyanav gets us from Yom Kippur to Rosh Chodesh, because it's a zman kavua, so why can't the same binyanav get us from Yom Kippur to Yontif, zman kavua? Yontif is on the calendar. So the Gemara says, "Ikal amifra achim ad Rosh Chodesh shekein tadir, and even Yom Kippurim shekein meruba karparaso." So the Gemara says, no, the binyanav is not going to work because the binyanav only can get us from point A to point B if there's no pircha. But once there's a pircha, so a binyanav cannot get us from point A to point B. A pircha just simply means that there's a clear distinction, delineation between the two. So the Gemara says, literally, the pircha means a question, but I mean a challenge. But in this case, it means that there's a clear delineation between the two. So the Gemara says, look, as far as, let's try to go from Rosh Chodesh to Yantav. The Gemara says, no, you can't, because Rosh Chodesh Tadir. Rosh Chodesh happens all the time. I mean, Yantav also happens, but not with the same kind of frequency. So in other words, you can't learn from Rosh Chodesh, which is Tadir, which is a recurring event every month, to something which is less recurring. And if it's from Yom Kippur, so Yom Kippur, Meruba Kaparaso. Yom Kippur is a Yom Slicha V'Kapara, right? Rashi writes, so Yom Kippur Shu Mechaper Al Kol Averos. It's Mechaper on all the Averos. So Yom Kippur has a unique feature in that it's Meruba Kapara. Rosh Chodesh has a unique feature in that it's Tadir. So we can't go from either Rosh Chodesh to Yantiv, or from Yom Kippur to Yantiv. Now, give me one more second. Let me just make one more point on this. So what the Gemara normally does at this point in time is it launches into a mematzinu. Right? That's the standard procedure, operating procedure of the Gemara. Meaning if I can't learn it from one, and if I can't learn it from the other, so then the Gemara says, well, lo rizek rizeh, lo rizek rizeh, tzad ha-shava shabahen. So we look at the common denominator between the two, and the common denominator of the two usually then arrives us to our conclusion. Why don't we say that over here? Tosus is bothered by that question. Tosus on the very bottom of the Amud. Tosus asks a whole series of questions, but the last question that Tosus asks, it's the last two lines of the Tosus. V'im tamar v'neilav b'meh hatzad mitarvayu. So the Gemara says, so why don't we just simply use a common denominator and put together Yom Kippur and Rosh Chodesh, and the tzad ha-shava shebehem, the common denominator, should get us to Yantav. V'yishlam adikla mifrach shekem meruba kaparasa to Rosh Chodesh. Hol v'tadir chashiv tzatz meruba kapara. So the Gemara, so Tosus gives an interesting answer. He says that Rosh Chodesh has also an extended kapara element to it. Meaning that Rosh Chodesh is not just another day. It's a day that it itself also provides extra levels of kapara. Obviously not to the extent of Yom Kippur, but enough so that Rosh Chodesh and Yom Kippur kind of like look more aligned with one another, and I can't even from the two of them go from Yom Kippur and Rosh Chodesh and make the jump over to Yantav, because Yantav does not have that kind of kapara.
Why couldn't you argue that Yom Kippur itself is a Yantav?
I mean,
it's a super Yom
Tov, okay, but it's not, in other words, Yantav in terms of Aliyah L'Regel, okay. It's not one of the Gemara Regalim, but you're right. It is a Moed. For sure, you're right in that regard. But Yantav over here just simply meaning Sukkos, Shavuos, Pesach. Yes. Okay. V'chi Tema, the Gemara continues. We are on the very bottom of Tesamet Aleph. And maybe you'll suggest V'chi Tema. Top of the next Amud Hagarmin Rosh Chodesh Midiyama Kippurim V'lo Parchinan. So the Gemara says, now we did go from Yom Kippur over to Rosh Chodesh, and you weren't bothered by that because Hasam Kapar Mechtev Ksive Gilu Milsa Ba'amahu. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why it didn't bother us, because as far as Rosh Chodesh is concerned, the starting point of the seer of Rosh Chodesh is that's providing a kapara. We know that. The Torah says, Lachatas Lashem. It's providing some sort of kapara. So now it's just a question of which kapara is providing for. Yom Kippur is serving just simply as Gilui Milsa. It's revelatory, meaning that the Seir that is offered on Yom Kippur is providing kapara for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. We know that the Seir of Rosh Chodesh is providing a kapara, It's just now a question of what kind of kaparas is it providing. So that's not really a binyanav. The Gemara describes it as Gilui Milsa. It's just simply now, we look to Yom Kippur to teach us what kind of kaparas it's providing. So the Gemara says, Gilui Milsa Bamahu. So the Gemara says, but as it relates now to Yontif, look, it is a carbon chatas. So I guess by definition, it is providing some sort of kapara, but the Torah doesn't say what kind of kapara. The Torah doesn't even spell out that it is providing a kapara. And now I want to make the leap. Well, we're going to learn it from Rosh Chodesh. Again, Rosh Chodesh just told you. We're going to learn it from Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is kula kaparasa. So meruba kaparasa. So, and the Torah doesn't say by Yom Tov that it's there specifically to provide a kapara. So, Ella, kedam Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Seir, Visseir. Hachanami, Seir, Visseir. So the Gemara says that if you look carefully at the Musafim of the Yom Tov, so the Torah could have just gone away with saying the word Seir. It has the additional Vav in front of it. The Vav is a connector. The Vav is creating now a Hekesh. And so when the Vav is teaching us is that whatever the Seir of Rosh Chodesh is providing for, the Kapara that the Seir of Rosh Chodesh is providing for, same thing regarding the Seir of the Yamim Tovim. They're also providing the same kind of Kapara. So really now what we have over here is that we have a Binyanav, and from there we jump over to a Hekesh. Rashi over here spent a lot of time dissecting this idea that, in other words, normally by Kachim you can't make that double jump. But over here, Rashi quotes Gemara and Zvachim. Rashi spends time with this idea that it's a binyanav and it goes then to a hekesh, and that's allowable, that's permissible. Okay, see Rashi for more on that topic. But Rashi's quoting the Gemara and Zvachim. Also, just of note of interest, Tosfos is bothered because the connector which allows us to conclude that according to Rav Yehuda, the seer of Rosh Chodesh and the seer of Yontif are all providing kapar for Tumas Mikdash for Kadashah, where there was no Yediya B'Tchilin, no Yediya B'Sof, is all going to be based on the Vav. The Vav that is connecting the Yontif Karban Chatas to the Rosh Chodesh Karban Chatas. So Tosfos is bothered by the fact that if you look at Shavuos, so the Karban Chatas by Shavuos is absent of Vav. So Tosfos says, so if the Vav is really what's patching everything together, so what are we going to say regarding the Chatas of Shavuos, Tosos? It's an issue. It requires a little bit of...
But you could argue that Shavuos is an extension of Pesach.
Right. I was thinking something similar to that.
From Pesach, yep. Shavuos, doesn't it? Does have
yep, yep. That's very good. Okay. Did I finish the sentence in the Gemara? I hope I did. Anyway, let me just read it again. Seir v'seir achanami seir v'seir v'itkashiri v'galam seir Rosh Chodeshim ma'seir Rosh Chodeshim en mechapim el ha'shem ba'yidil lo b'tchil lo b'sof af seir v'galam en mechapim el ha'shem ba'yidil lo b'tchil v'lo b'sof. Okay, good. So. Okay, that takes us to the end. That is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Ibai lehu kiyama Rabbi Yehuda ha'shem ba'yidil lo b'tchil lo b'sof hanim ele b'chei she'ein sof alivada aval chei she'sof alivada kimi she'ei shidia b'sof dami. Gemara here has a really detailed question. Let's say you don't know that you were mitame the Beis HaMikdash. You didn't have a Yediyah B'Tchila, you didn't have a Yediyah B'Sof, but somebody else saw you go in. And he's going to tell you. So the Gemara says, which category does that go under? Does that go under the category of you never knew? And therefore, the seer of Rosh Chodesh is going to be mechaper, or the seer of Yontif is going to be mechaper, or by virtue of the fact that somebody else saw you, and he's going to tell you, so this is considered, no Yediyah B'Tchila, but yes Yediyah B'Sof, which is that, at least according to Rav Yehuda, will have coverage by the seer of, the outer seer of Yom Kippur.
It's not his Yediyah, though. Still, even though you're assuming it's okay. Like a latent
okay. Pending. I hear. Tashma, the Gemara raises this question. The Gemara answers the Tanya al Sheim by Yidia lo b'tchil v'basof v'cheshes sof olivada seira regalim v'seira rosh chodesh mechaprim divrei Rav Yehuda. Okay, so the Gemara quotes a brisa, and the brisa, at least our version of the brisa, there are other versions of this brisa, but our version of the brisa clearly states that this also is going to be covered by the seira of Yontif and the seira of Rosh Chodesh. This is considered as if you have no Yidia. Even though somebody else saw you, and even though he plans on telling you, still from your own personal viewpoint, it's considered like you have no yidia. Adkan, that takes us to the end of the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and today we will finish off with the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Amar Sira Regalim Mechaprim Aval Lo Sirei Rosh Chodesh. According to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, the Sira of Rosh Chodesh is not providing kapara for Tumas Mikdash Vakadasha. Rather, the Sira of Rosh Chodesh, according to Rabbi Shimon, is being Mechaprim for the person who eats a carbon which is tame. Okay, in other words, you're not tame, you're tahor, but the carbon is tame, and you eat the carbon that's tame. And for that, it's a lesser infraction. It's not an Isser Kares, but for that, the Seer of Rosh Chodesh is going to be Mechaper. That is the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Oshia, my time of the Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason? Meaning, what's the source of this? So we go to the following psukim within the Chumash in Perek Yud of Vayikra. So we have a fight between Moshe and Aaron, not a fist fight, but in other words, a disagreement in terms of halacha. Okay, let me set the scene. We are now on the eighth inaugural day of the Shmonis Yimei Amiluim. The eighth inaugural day also happens to be opening day of the Mishkan. It also happens to be the Rosh Chodesh of Nisan. So you have a confluence of many events occurring on that day. Also on that day, it also, spoiler alert, also happens to be that the two sons of Aaron are going to die. So it is someday. On this particular day, so there were three carbon chatuses that were brought on this day. During the Yemei Meluim, during the eight inaugural days, so carbon chatas is offered on every one of those days. Additional to that, in that it was a Hakamas HaMishkan, so we know that for the first 12 days of Hakamas HaMishkan, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 12th day of Nisan, so every one of the Nisim of all 12 Shvatim are going to come and offer their special carbonos, including their special carbonos, is going to be a carbon chatas. So in other words, so for the two that I just described, because it's Yemei Amiluim, and also because of the Karbanasi, so these are exceptional Karbanos, meaning historically unique Karbanos that are not to be repeated on a constant basis. On top of all that, it's also Rosh Chodesh, which means, of course, that on Rosh Chodesh, you bring a Karban Chatas. So there were three Karban Chatas that were brought on that particular day. Of those Karban Chatas, so Aaron and the two remaining sons, so they ate two of the carbon chatuses, but they did not eat the third. Meaning they were an onain, unfortunately. Meaning the two brought, the Nadav and Avio died. So they were an onain. So they ate the two exceptional carbonos. By I say exceptional, I mean that were specific to that particular time, the Meluim and the Nisim. But they didn't eat the carbon chatus of Rosh Chodesh. Feeling that because they were in a state of aninus, so therefore they were not allowed to eat these quote-unquote regular carbonos. Okay. Moshe hears this, and Moshe is very upset, because in other words, the Kohen is supposed to be eating the Karban Chatas, the meat of the Karban Chatas, the Achila of the Karban Chatas by the Kohen is part of the Kapara process. And so Moshe was very upset. And Moshe goes over to them, and he says to them, V'osan asan lachem lasesis avon ha'ida, meaning you're supposed to do that, because by you eating the Karban Chatas, it is going to realize the Kapara element that the carbon chatas has. It brings about the kapara by the kohanim eating the meat of the carbon chatas. Okay. Hai kra basir de Rosh Chodesh ksiv. Now, Moshe was upset only over one carbon, meaning because Aaron and Elazar and Itamar, so they did eat from the Meluim, the carbon chatas and the Meluim, and they did eat from the Nasi. The Nasi of that day was Nachshon ben Aminadav. So they ate from those carbon chatases. The only carbon chatas they did not eat from was the seer of Rosh Chodesh. So this pasuk is really describing only the seer of Rosh Chodesh, the one carbon they didn't eat. And now, let's just read the pasuk one more time. You're supposed to eat it because it's going to provide an atonement for Avon Ha'idah. communal sin. The Gemara now goes on to explain. V'haikra b'sir de Rosh Chodesh k'siv. Now the pasuk is talking about sir of Rosh Chodesh. I laid all it out. So we now know it's talking about the sir of Rosh Chodesh. V'yalif avon avon mitzitz. And now we have the word avon. And we're going to now learn it out from the tzitz. Nem arkan avon v'nem lahalan avon. Now we know that the tzitz also provides a kapara. It pushes through. What does it push through? In the event that a carbon becomes tameh, now it shouldn't be offered on the mizbech, but for whatever reason it is offered on the mizbech. Under those circumstances, so the person who brings such a carbon does not have to bring another carbon. Either carbon becomes tameh, shouldn't have been brought on the mizbech, well, that's true. But it's going to get pushed through. What is, so to say, going to be pushing it through? The tzitz. The tzitz, which is one of the eight begadim that's worn by the Kohen Gadol, the head plate that he wears on his forehead, where it says Kodesh LaHashem. So the tzitz has an element in that it's able to be meratzah. It's able to push through a karban that in of itself can't be pushed through. So, malal and tumas basar, afkan tumas basar. So the Gemara says, so we know that the tzitz is meratzah. When the meat of the karban becomes tameh, so too now, through this gzeirah shavah of avon avon, so now we know that the seir of Rosh Chodesh, at least according to Rabbi Shimon, is going to be providing kapara for when the meat becomes tameh. And you eat the meat that's tameh. So the Gemara says, okay. But the Gemara says, but they're not really the same. They're similar, but they're not the same. Let's consider. The tzitz is being maratza for the carbon that's tameh that's put onto the mizbeach. The chatas of Rosh Chodesh is being mechaper for a person eating a carbon which is tameh. So they're not exactly the same. And the Gemara now makes exactly that point. Ima lahalan olin, afkan olin. Well, if by the tzitz, it's really for the ola aspect of it, meaning the part that's offered on the mizbeach. So maybe for the chatas of Rosh Chodesh, so it should only be on this same aspect. Avon ha'eda ksiv. The Gemara says, well, you go back to that pasuk and you read the pasuk carefully, it says avon ha'eda, meaning it's the people's sin. So, michta, migmar gemira mehadade, nechaper de Rosh Chodesh adide, ve'adetzitz. So the Gemara says, well, okay, I hear that. So, but at the same time also, they are the Gzereshev. The Gzereshev is telling us that they're running parallel. Why not make the following suggestion? That the seer of Rosh Chodesh is providing a kapara for what? For somebody eating a carbon, which is tameh, that's avon ha'eda. And, on top of that, in the event that a carbon becomes tameh and it's offered on the mizbeach, it pushes it through. Meaning, let the seer of Rosh Chodesh apply for both. And the Gemara says, nafgamina le'echa denishbar tzitz. And again, a really practical application, unfortunately not for you and I, but a real practical, and not for our generation yet, but a practical application that in the event that the tzitz is under repair, so at least now the seir of Rosh Chodesh could be providing kapara for both types of tumas basar, where the one where we eat it, and the one in which the carbon tummy is offered on the mizbech. Amakra avon, avon echad unose ve'inose beis avonos. So the Gemara says, the fact that it says avon, meaning that it's singular, meaning that it's unique. In that, it's right, it's a real balance. In that, on one hand, yes, we're learning out through gzeirah shavah. It's talking about a case where the bus becomes tameh, but at the same time, it's only talking about the unique aspect of the person eating the bus that becomes tameh. Unechaper tzitz adidei va'ad Rosh Chodesh. And the Gemara says, why don't we just simply argue the converse, which is that the tzitz should be providing a kapara not only for a carbon that's tummy that goes on in the mizbeach, but also for a carbon that's tummy that's consumed by you and I. So the Gemara says, nafkamina l'tumah di'ira bein zeh lazeh. And again, now that would be helpful for tumah that occurs in between the seer of Rosh Chodesh and the kohen wearing the tzitz. Amakra osa, osa no se'avon ve'in acheres no se'avon. So the Gemara says once again, no, because it says osa. Osa means individual, unique, in that the tzitz is only going to be mechaper for one aspect of tumas basar, notably when the carbon is offered on the mizbech while it was in a state of tumah. Rav Ashi Amar, with this we conclude for today. Rav Ashi Amar, ksiv hacha avon ha'eda, eda v'lo kadashim, v'asim ksiv avon ha'kadashim, kadashim v'lo eda. Rav Ashi says, look, it doesn't even have to be that fancy. Just look at the psukim. Meaning, as it relates to the carbon of Rosh Chodesh, when Moshe is describing it, he calls it Avon Ha'idah. That's the sin of the people. What's the sin of the people? if a person eats a carbon while the carbon was tameh, the person was tar, the carbon was tameh, that's avon ha'eda. That's the sin of the people. If you look where the Torah describes the seer of Rosh Chodesh, it says, Ravashi notes, avon ha'kadashim, meaning that's on the carbon. Meaning when the carbon is offered on the Mizbech while the carbon was in a state of tumah, so the tzitz is going to be maratza for that. So Ravashi says, just look at the Pesukim, you'll see that the carbon chatos is for when a person eats it while the carbon was tameh, and for the tzitz, it's when the Mizbeach, quote-unquote, eats the carbon while the carbon is tameh, and so you just see it from the Pesukim themselves, you don't have to focus on the unique aspect of each one of them. Okay, let's just quickly recap. Okay, over the course of today, our topic has been Tumas Mikdash VeKadashav. We started off today by just simply reviewing the halacha of our Mishnah that what exactly is the Seir HaNasa B'chutz and Yom Kippur going to be providing kapar for, in contrast to the Seir of Rosh Chodesh and the Seir of Yontif. The Seir of Rosh Chodesh is providing a kapar for what? When there was no Yediyah, not B'tchila, not B'sof. What about the Seir of Yontif? Same thing according to Reb Meir. Same thing according to Reb Yehuda. I mean Reb Meir as well. But same thing according to the Shita of Reb Yehuda. How do we know about the Seir of Rosh Chodesh? It says Chatzos LaHashem. How do we know about the Seir of Yontif? So that was a bit of a struggle. The Gemara says we try to learn it out through a Binyanav. The Binyanav doesn't work. So the Gemara ends up learning it out through a Hekesh. By the Seir of Yontif, it has the Vav in front of the Seir of Yontif. So that connects it to the Seir of Rosh Chodesh. And that is via now Hekesh. That was all the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And then the rest of today's daf, we went over the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that the Seir of Yontif is not providing a kapara for Tumas Mikdash VeKadashav. Not the case of no yediyah b'tchila, no yediyah b'sof, but rather it's talking about the case where a person eats a carbon while the carbon itself is tameh. He's tar, and the carbon is tameh, a lesser infraction. How do I know that? So the Gemara learns it out from Psukim, based on the eighth day of the Miluim, the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Moshe is upset with Aaron for not eating the chatos of Rosh Chodesh. And we learn it out from that pasuk, notably Exereshavav Avon Avon. And from there, the only thing we left discover this morning was that even though we learn it out through Exereshavav, still the tzitz is going to be meratza one type of tumas karbon, and the Seir of Rosh Chodesh is going to be, at least according to Rabbi Shimon, be meratza another type of tumas karbon.